From the Knox Writers House, this is Monica Berlin, and I'm reading Gerald Stern's Kissing Stieglitz Goodbye. Every city in America is approached through a work of art, usually a bridge, but sometimes a road that curves underneath or drops down from the sky. Pittsburgh has a tunnel. You don't know it, that takes you through the rivers and under the burning hills. I went there to cry in the woods or carry my heavy bicycle through fire and flood. Some have little parks. San Francisco has a park. Albuquerque is beautiful from a distance. It is purple at 5 in the evening. New York is Egyptian, especially from the little rise on the hill at 14C. It has 12 entrances, like the body of Jesus, and Easton, where I lived, has 2 small floating bridges in front of it that brought me in and out. I said goodbye to them both when I was 57. I'm reading Joseph Wood Crutch again the second time. I love how he lived in the desert. I'm looking at the skull of Georgia O'Keeffe. I'm kissing Stieglitz goodbye. He was a city. Stieglitz was truly a city, in every sense of the word. He wore a library across his chest. He had a church on his knees. I'm kissing him goodbye. He was, for me, the last true city. After him, there were only overpasses and shopping centers, little enclaves here and there, a skyscraper with nothing near it, maybe a meaningless turf where whores can't even walk, where nobody sits, where nobody either lies or runs, either that or some pure desert, a lizard under a bosom, a flower sucking the water out of a rock. What is the life of sadness worth? The bookstores lost, the drugstores buried, a man with a stick turning the bricks up, numbering the shards, Dream 21, Dream 22. I left with a glass of tears, a little artistic vial. I put it in my leather pockets next to my flask of scotch, my golden knife and my keys, my joyful poems and my t-shirts. Stieglitz is there, beside his famous number. There is smoke and fire above his head. Some bow-legged painter is whispering in his ear. Some lady-in-waiting is taking down his words. I'm kissing Stieglitz goodbye. My arms are wrapped around him. His photos are making me cry. We're walking down Fifth Avenue. We're looking for a pencil. There's a girl standing against the wall. I'm shaking now when I think of her. There are 2 buildings. One is in blackness. There is a dying poplar. There is a light on the meadow. There is a man on a sagging porch. I would have believed in everything.